Hi everybody, so it's Britt from WeVolve, aka the Old Montreal Healthy Girl, and I'm so excited to be back and sharing more content with you guys. And I have a very, very exciting video today that I've wanted to make for a really long time and just haven't really had the platform with which to do it. And I think one of the most popular things that people come to me for, or one of the biggest issues that I actually personally battled with, is dealing with very deeply embedded biofilm infections. So it's one thing to have a surface infection, sort of like a bladder infection, a UTI, maybe a sore throat. And then there's really people that have very deeply embedded infections that are deep in the lymphatic system, in the interstitial fluid, or people that are dealing with really chronic recurring pain syndromes or inflammatory symptoms, autoimmune issues, neurological issues. A lot of these stem from deep disbalances in the intestinal flora and dysbiosis. And a lot of it, and what ends up happening is the body actually starts to grow and become overrun by really bad infections that are protecting themselves in a mucus layer called a biofilm. This could be in your gut, it could be in your brain if you have chronic migraines, it could be in your eyes if you're having vision problems, it can be in your ears if you have chronic ear infections, it could be, you know, in your throat or in your respiratory system, people with chronic bronchitises or chronic recurring symptoms in that department. There's so many, it could be interstitial cystitis if you have bladder stuff. There's a lot of ways in which biofilms can really be at the root of disease. For instance, Lyme disease, it's a common theme that we see when we're looking at chronic disease. So today I'm so excited. I'm going to share with you guys really simple tools, four of the easiest, simplest, and most powerful foods that you can consume that can literally slay bad gut bacteria and start to dissolve biofilms in the body. So the first one is super simple. It's turmeric, okay? So you can basically use fresh turmeric root, or you can use organic, ideally raw, turmeric powder. Both of them are amazing in their own right. Obviously, fresh turmeric is gonna have a little bit more benefit because it's a living food, but you can also use the powder for a lot of different cooking. You can use it in raw food recipes. You can take it just like that in some water. You can make tea with it. And the fresh root, you can grate it into foods. You can juice it. You can make tea with it. You can actually grate it with a little bit of ginger and a little bit of salt. You know, good quality salt like Celtic or Himalayan, and you can actually leave it on your counter, you know, in a closed container for about 24 hours and allow it to ferment a little bit. And you can make like a very mildly fermented turmeric paste as well. You can also blend it and make sort of a turmeric cream, and you can mix that in your food or have a little, you know, half a teaspoon of that before your meals. There's a lot of ways that you can incorporate it. With ginger, turmeric, ginger is the next one. That's why I'm getting a little ahead of myself. With turmeric, what you want to do is you want to, ideally, if you're really looking to slay good bacteria and see the benefits of it, you want to take it at least 3 times a day. So you can cook with some, maybe make a curry for dinner. You can throw some in a juice in the morning. You can grate some on a salad for lunch. Depending on what diet you're on, you know, you can have some of that fermented turmeric. You can even take, if you want to be really hardcore and you don't have access to fresh turmeric, you can do like, you know, half a tablespoon or even a tablespoon of ground turmeric 2 or 3 times a day, maybe 15 minutes before meals in a bit of water. These are all ways that you can start really seeing the difference in terms of your inflammation, your bacterial load by using turmeric. So I already kind of gave the goose away on this one, but the next food is probably one of my favorite foods or roots, I should say, of all time. And it's super simple. You can get it virtually in every country of the world. It's ginger. So ginger has an active compound in it called gingerol, which basically is a very powerful antimicrobial and a very powerful anti-inflammatory and a powerful biofilm buster. And I'm just such a huge fan of using ginger in general in teas. I blend it up and I make my own like blended ginger that you can have with sushi. You can do vegan sushis even, like, or raw sushi where you're just putting like sprouts, carrots, avocado in nori rolls, and you basically put some of that ginger paste on it with some coconut aminos. You can basically have it however you want. You can have it in your meals, you can have it in tea. It's very similar to turmeric in the sense of how you can use it. You can ferment it as well. You can mix the ginger and the turmeric together to create a really powerful punch against bad bacteria. And the benefit is that ginger is also amazing for boosting stomach acid. It's wonderfully purifying for the liver. It's very, very good at stimulating bile secretion, which helps to sanitize the small intestine. And just basically really helps with healing. So it's very anti-inflammatory. It's great for thinning mucus, hence why it breaks up biofilm. It's basically degrading mucus. But if you're sick or congested, having a lot of ginger, especially if it's raw, you know, ground into a smoothie or in a juice, it can actually make your nose run a lot. Even a tea, even cooked, it's powerful. And you can basically help help your body eliminate, you know, mucus and congestion faster if you're dealing with, you know, sinus issues or any other mucus related problem. The next food, and this is probably the one that I use the most. I absolutely love this food. I love everything about this particular fruit, I guess it's called, and that's coconut. So I use coconut stuff in everything and for everything. I'm such a huge fan. In all of my years of detoxing and healing, what I noticed the most was that the thing that removed the most amount of parasites, and I mean visual parasites that I could visually see and confirm were coming out of my body, was when I was using coconut. So I have a lot of videos on parasite cleansing and candida cleansing and the benefits of coconut in general. But a lot of southern countries and warmer climates use coconut oil. They use coconut, shredded coconut, and they use coconut milks and coconut creams as flavoring agents in rice, on meat, in stews. And this is amazing because, you know, warmer climates also tend to have more parasites and more diverse bacteria because there isn't a cold climate to sort of freeze everything. Like, there's a lot of time for bacteria to multiply and take over, hence why there's so many less trees and tropical fruits, and, you know, things are more diverse the more you go into warmer climates. But with that comes a wider bacterial load. And if you're a person whose immune system is really weak, you might catch a parasite or something when you're traveling or whatever else. So most of us have parasites today anyway. But coconut products are absolutely amazing. You can use them in a lot of different ways. Personally, this is, you know, I'm not a brand ambassador of any kind. These are literally just products that I've personally bought and that I keep at all times and I use in things. Here's coconut flour. As long as you buy organic, completely pure coconut flour, most brands are going to be okay. And you really want to make, you know, breads out of it, muffins out of it. You can stick a little in your smoothies. It's a really high fiber food. You can actually make crepes and pancakes and things out of it as well. If you're into the whole like keto low carb thing, or if you're trying, you know, you're diabetic or you're just minimizing sugar in general, or whatever reason that you're being sugar sensitive, coconut flour is an excellent flour for that. Even if you aren't sugar sensitive, coconut flour is a really great tool you can add. Another thing that's amazing is coconut cream. You can actually make your own by blending coconut meat with some of the water or with regular water. Personally, I buy pure coconut cream in a can just because it's convenient, but do whatever works for you. And probably one of the single best ways to get worms and parasites out of the intestinal tract is through shredded, unsweetened, unsulfured coconut. I talk about this a lot in parasite videos again, but it's unbelievably good at breaking up biofilm and flushing out bad bacteria and stimulating peristalsis and basically like dry brooming the intestinal wall. Now, if you have severe leaky gut, like I'm talking Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or extreme levels of diarrhea, C. diff, that kind of stuff, you might not want to start with shredded coconut, okay? This can be very abrasive for the gut. But if you're dealing with relatively mild IBS or other, you know, gut issues or bacterial issues, or you just want the parasitic benefits, shredded coconut is awesome. You can make macaroons. You can do so many things with it. I sprinkle it on muffins, like coconut flour muffins and all that. Then, of course, there's coconut oil. Most of you know about coconut oil. It's not the newest thing. It's kind of been like a fad food for a long time. But coconut oil, all coconut products are rich in lauric acid, caprylic acid, which convert into monolaurin. It's very anti-inflammatory, very antifungal, antibacterial, soothing for the intestinal tract. And because it's medium chain fatty acids, it gets digested very differently than other different types of fat. So it's much easier for the liver to break down this type of fat. And it can be really helpful if you have SIBO or other intestinal bacterial overgrowths or just bacterial issues in general. Keep in mind that if you have very bad bacterial problems, coconut products or a lot of fungus, coconut products might feel really strong at first. You can have some pretty intense die-off. You might also have a lot of diarrhea or cramping in the small intestine. That was definitely the case for me. I couldn't even have a few spoons of like coconut anything, you know, even a little coconut oil on something or a glass of like coconut milk or something. Oof, I would spend the entire afternoon like with diarrhea. Sorry if it's TMI, but you will really want to go slow at the beginning if you're dealing with a lot of gut problems because it can be really, really aggressive for you. So take it easy and listen to your body. And the last one is honestly, probably one of the more important ones. And I talk a lot about fermented food, but this particular fermented food is unbelievably powerful at slaying bacteria. It doesn't work the same way the other recommendations I've brought up today do. It doesn't, you know, kind of manually attack the current microbiome directly. It actually helps to replace the beneficial bacteria. It slays the bacteria by bringing in competing bacteria, which weaken the current microbiota strains. And basically it also helps to kill beneficial bacteria because it's bringing in the antagonist. I'm sorry, it kills the bad bacteria because it's bringing in the antagonist beneficial bacteria so that it can help to basically rebalance and reculture and recolonize your gut, which it's one thing to kill everything bad in your body, but if you don't replace it with good, as soon as you stop killing it, everything overgrows again and you end up with literally the very same problem you had before. And then it ends up a vicious cycle of not actually seeing any true health results. So this is basically coconut kefir. I use coconut milk. I would also use grass-fed raw milk if I had my own cow and I was sure that the animals weren't being abused or the actual calves weren't being starved of milk. If it was like a little bit of extra milk I was taking or if I had a really clean source where I really trusted the farm. I'm not adverse to using organic, grass-fed, well-treated, properly nourished, completely natural, hormone-free, antibiotic-free raw dairy or raw goat's milk or camel milk even. But that's just really hard to source where I am. And I personally love coconut products. So I basically blend organic milk kefir grains. Well, you don't blend them. You place organic milk kefir grains into coconut milk in a mason jar. You cover it with a coffee filter and an elastic band, and you leave it to ferment 24 to 48 hours on your counter, at which point it becomes very thick and sour and kind of very almost dairy seeming. But you're fermenting the sugars and the fats in the coconut milk or in the dairy, and you're creating a probiotic kind of yogurt that's very, very, very powerful. The average kefir grains, milk kefir specifically, they contain certain strains of bacteria that actually colonize the human intestine a lot more easily than certain soil organisms. For example, the bacteria on fruits and vegetables or in juices or the bacteria that's going to be when you walk outside or in probiotics. These are actually, think about it. So when you're born, I'm not going to go too much into a whole anatomical thing, but essentially what colonizes the human gut when you're first born is passing through the vaginal canal where you swallow basically creamy secretions that help kind of stick to your gut wall and provide beneficial bacteria. Then if you're breastfed, you get colostrum, which makes your gut even more sticky for a few days, after which your mother actually provides you with all of her bacteria and her entire microbiome via her breast milk. So kefir, especially in a creamy medium, introducing bacteria in that medium, especially like if you're actually using raw milk, it's really powerful versus coconut milk maybe because it's alive and already has immune factors and bacteria in it, combined with the kefir grains, creates a very, very powerful probiotic drink that is much more likely to colonize and coat the intestine and really start to kind of set up shop there. So it can be really helpful if you're dealing with biofilms and issues. Now, you want to be super careful if you're lactose intolerant or have dairy issues. You obviously don't want to run right into dairy. You first want to start healing your microbiome and your gut and sort of go really slow with it. You want to go slow with kefir in general because it can be really intense. There can be a lot of die-off. You can get a lot of, remember, your new microbiome is going to come in and create an immune response as it interacts with your current undesirable microbiome. So there's going to be a bit of a, you know, momentary lapse before you start to really feel amazing. So go slow, listen to your body. Rome wasn't built in a day. And that's about it. I'm super excited. I think these foods are really simple, really inexpensive, and really, really powerful for helping you get results in balancing your gut microbiome and your microbiome in general, and getting, you know, bad microbes out of your body and out of your system so you can really start to thrive. So I hope that helps. Again, I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much for being patient with me. I know that it's been a while since I've been putting up videos, but I have so much more amazing content coming. So make sure if you aren't signed up to my WeVolve private newsletter, I send a lot of free documentation and links to videos, and I send out information regularly, free healing information, tips and tools, personal information about myself. So I'll leave the link for that down below. But you want to sign up to WeVolve to be part of my personal email family, and I'll be so happy to stay connected that way. So thanks so much for listening, you guys. I will talk to you soon, and I'm wishing everybody the speediest healing journey possible and all the health in the world. Talk to you soon.